Hello everybody, it's so nice to see you here, and I'm your friend Julie. Today our topic would be about the scene of the famous drama Friends. Okay, let's get to the point. 大家好，很高兴在这里和大家见面，我是你们的朋友 Julie。 今天我们要谈的是老友记第一季中非常有趣的一段对话。首先我们来情景重现。
Come on, Daddy, listen to me. It's like all of my life, everyone has always told me, you're a shoe. You're a shoe, you're a shoe, you're a shoe. And then today I just stopped and I said, what if I don't want to be a shoe? What if I want to be a purse, you know, or a hat? No, I don't want you to buy me a hat. I'm saying that I am a hat. It's a metaphor, Daddy.
You can see where you'd have trouble.
OK, 这段话是 Rachel 逃婚后和她爸爸在电话上解释时的一段对话。她把自己的人生比喻成鞋子， Rachel 喜欢购物，所以把服饰比喻成人的理想。别人告诉 Rachel 要成为一只鞋，而 Rachel 自己想做的 purse 钱包。 shoe 是指要成双配对的生活，因为 shoes 是两只一起的，一只 shoe 永远需要另外一只，而 purse 和 hat 就是独立的，自己可以生存，不需要配对。这里以鞋比喻人生、职业、前途或者某一类人。老爸老妈希望 Rachel 成为像鞋一样的这一类人，而 Rachel 却自己另有想法。只不过 Rachel 想不到用什么比喻，所以用自己最喜欢的服饰。这里用词巧妙，意味深长，特别是加上 Ross 的那一句You can see where he'd have trouble, 让人忍俊不禁。Apparently, we can tell that Rach's dad made fun of Rach's metaphor by saying buy her a hat, and pretended that he didn't know what Rach was talking about. But what's even worse is that Rach didn't get her father's little trick either.
很明显可以看出 Rachel 的爸爸听出了他的比喻，故意逗 Rachel。但是 Rachel 根本没有听出她爸爸的意思，
So she yelled at the phone that I don't want you to buy me a hat. Once she realized how rude and unladylike her eyes met with Ross, which made Ross rather embarrassing.
所以 Rachel 冲着电话对她爸爸发起了脾气，
It's a metaphor, Daddy.
正好此时对上了 Ross 的眼神，Ross 出于尴尬，故意调侃了一句 You can see where he'd have trouble. 瞧，这就是你无法和你老爸沟通的地方，缓解了尴尬。这段场景虽然很短，但是包含了很多语言智慧。如果不了解美国的一些交流文化，很难理解其中的含义。大家以后看美剧，可以尝试研究它的文字艺术，也是一件非常有趣的事情哦。好了，今天我们的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听。I'm Julie, see you next time!